Welcome back, you horny little rats. It's time to smut up and listen.
Just a reminder for today's episode and all future episodes, our opinions are subjective. We don't advocate for kink shaming or author shaming. This is all in good, smutty fun. Enjoy. And don't forget to check out patreon.com/smutupandlisten to listen to the r/smut podcast, where Riley and I will be doing blind reactions every Tuesday to Reddit erotica.
Hey, it's Charlotte.
It's Shelby.
It's Riley. And it's time to smut up and listen.
Today's book is Glitch by Brianna Michaels.
Our trigger warnings for today's episode are submission, spanking, stalking, emotional abuse, and degradation.
And just a reminder for today's episode and all future episodes, our opinions are subjective. We don't advocate for kink shaming or author shaming. This is all in good, smutty fun. Enjoy!
We're going to start this episode out by reading a couple of reviews that we got on Apple Podcast. Herdball12 said someone said listen to this, so I did.
Thanks, Herdball.
Yeah, thank you.
Hot Ass Lady said super funny. They are pretty funny and I love the books.
Hell yeah.
Thank you, Hot Ass Lady.
I bet you're really hot. Okay, so I read The Never King this week. Uh-huh. Chef's kiss.
You loved
so
it.
So fucking good. Ah, wow, five delicious. Fucking stars. Woo! So good.
It's so good.
And I really want to read the second one, but I'm not.
We're going to do the second one in, like, I think next month.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
Because I need Riley to read the one scene I can't forget about.
I know.
Is it a dirty scene?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, fuck yeah. I can't fucking wait.
Me either. I'm so excited.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, so I guess we'll get into Glitch now.
Yes, let's do it. I heard this is maximum smutty.
Maximum smut. Zero plot.
Maximum smut.
I mean, there's like 2% plot.
Yeah. Not enough for you to be like,
Wow,
this is amazing. I'll remember this forever.
This is a great story.
Wonderful storyline.
I really love these character developments. Yeah, there's no character
development. No, zero.
Does the smut like start hard at the beginning?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, fuck yeah. I can't wait.
You're going to be reading a lot of stuff.
Oh, fuck yes.
So we're going to start it right off with, I started calling them Rylights.
Rylights, I love that.
Rylights, I love that.
Rylight is when you have to read what I have highlighted in my Kindle.
I love that. I love that.
It's the very first paragraph
of the book. It starts right off.
All right. Touch yourself for me. I lean in and lick my lips before sucking in a harsh breath through my clenched teeth. Just like that. Be a good little slut and rub your clit. God damn. That's it. Just like that. Go faster. Harder. Fuck. That's my dirty girl. Keep going. I inhale sharply. Now stop. My heart's racing a mile a minute. Start again. Slowly. Slowly. You are so beautiful like this, all worked up and dripping for me. I count down from 10 in my head. 10, 9, 8, 7. When I reach 1, stop.
So that's the very first paragraph. That's how we open the book.
Getting hot and heavy.
Uh-huh. So our main character, his name is Glitch. It's a childhood nickname. He used to just get nervous and glitch out.
What a cute nickname for a child.
Very cute.
So what Riley just read is Glitch recording a script because he's a narrator for smutty audiobooks.
Kind of love that.
I do kind of love that.
Yeah.
You think I can be one? Mm-hmm. How'd I do?
It was really good. Yeah. It was sexy. So after he's done recording the script, he begins playing some zombie game online with his friends Trey, Carson, and a woman named Ara, who he's never met before but is obsessed with.
Loves her.
Which is wild because she could be like
anyone.
Anyone. She could be a fat old man and he has no idea.
So they only chat on Discord. They've never like heard each other talk before. Or no, they do. They have heard each other talk. Because she's like, his voice is so deep, I think about it.
Yeah.
I think about it.
Well,
but she doesn't, like, talk often on the video game. Like, he lets Trey, Ara, and Carson do the talking, and then he just like has a secret online messaging on Discord to only talk to her.
But they only talk like, "Hey, what's up? How's work?" But then he's like in his room, like, "Oh yeah, her pussy."
Yeah, pretty much.
So she has a boyfriend, but Glitch calls her boyfriend cocksucker. So while they're chatting on Discord, Ara tells Glitch that they have recently broken up.
Mm-hmm. He's going to slide in.
Yeah. He's like, ooh, she's free now.
I'm going to get that.
He says, Ara is a unicorn, the perfect trifecta of a dirty mouth, ballsy attitude, and a beautiful laugh. And he knows all of this from Discord.
Yeah.
What the fuck?
And hearing her talk to Trey and Carson.
I didn't know unicorns had dirty mouths.
Well, they do. This one does.
This one does for sure.
So in high school, because of his deep voice, he was called Deep Throat.
I'm sorry. What the fuck?
Yeah. I don't remember in high school people getting bullied for deep voices.
No. I thought like people would like that.
No. Not this high school.
Hey, Deep Throat.
Hey, Deep Throat. Why is your voice so deep?
Nice.
Deep voice.
Glitch's phone rings, and it's his 9-year-old nephew asking to play Minecraft with him. He's very close with his little nephew, so he's like, I gotta go, guys. I gotta go play Minecraft.
Gotta go do my uncle duties.
Mm-hmm. His nephew and him are super close, and he's a super, super good uncle.
He is.
They get disconnected, and when he calls back, his nephew tells him that two of his classmates went into his Minecraft world and destroyed everything.
That's really sad.
That is sad.
Yeah, they like pretended that they wanted to be friends with him, and he was like, okay, I'll add you. And then they went in and they're like, everything's gone.
Everything that him and his uncle built on his little Minecraft is gone.
That's so sad.
Yeah. His nephew is, I forget why, but his nickname is Beetle.
Oh, yeah. It says somewhere in the book,
hey, little Beetle.
So when his nephew sees that his world is destroyed, he starts screaming and cussing. And then his sister, Beetle's mom, hears, and she gets mad at Glitch because, like, obviously he learned the bad words from Glitch.
Obviously.
Yeah, Glitch.
So while all this is happening, he gets a text from Ara asking to meet.
This is the first time they've ever texted.
What?
Mm-hmm. Oh, she wants to meet him in real life so he can work on her computer.
More like work on her vagina.
I know. Trey gave Ara his phone number.
Get it?
What a good friend.
I know. Great wingman. Yeah. Great.
He realizes that Trey gave Ara his phone number, and he goes to text Trey because he's like, this fucking guy. And he sends, I'm going to wrap my hands around your throat and squeeze until you see God, and hit send because he meant to send it to Trey.
He sends it to Ara.
Also, why would he be mad?
I don't know.
I think he's just too shy. Like, I don't think he, like, is actually wanting to meet her. Like, he's okay with the bubble of, like, what he made her out to be.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I see. That makes sense.
Before she sees the text about choking her out, she decides to go masturbate thinking about him.
Yeah.
And then she's gonna see this text. Hey, I wanna kill you, dumb bitch.
She has this very detailed fantasy about him that she's had multiple times.
This is my ick. This is my ick.
He calls her Kitty.
Ew.
Because she has a headset with little ears on it.
We need, like, a taboo button with just says ick. So ick. When I push it,
ick. Ick. Look at you. I pretend he purrs in my ears. So wet already. Did you think about me today, Kitty? I think about you all the time. Did you think about my cock? Your body was built for me to play with and pleasure. Bzzz, I grip my toy like a weapon for big time clitoral damage. Oh my God.
Yeah, okay.
Ew, Kitty.
So when she's done, she looks at the text. But she's like kind of into it.
Yeah, she's like,
this isn't alarming at all.
She's like, you want to choke me? Okay.
She's like, I'd love to die.
So she sends back a text and says, sounds fun. Does this service cost extra?
God damn.
So he immediately gets hard.
Yeah, he's like, oh, shit, okay.
He's like,
But he decides to keep it for professional. So he texts her back and tells her where to drop the laptop off because he owns a like laptop repair store.
Yeah.
She texts back, thanks, good night. And I was like, is she mad?
Oh. I know, because he like didn't flirt back.
No.
He was like, oh, here.
If I say thanks, good night. Yeah, I'm pissed.
I don't think she, I mean, I don't know. So he decides that he's going to ask her out. Yeah, I don't know.
That's so funny. She like flirts back and he's like, no.
But also, I'm going to ask her out.
I think I'm going to ask her on a date. So he decides he's going to record an impromptu script because he's just so worked up.
So horny. That's right, kitty. I stroke myself harder, faster. You want this cream?
Oh, yeah. Stop.
Yeah, you do. Suck me harder and let me give it to you. My balls tighten. Blooms across my back. My thighs lock. With a low, deep rumbling, I come all over my desk, the base of the mic, and even manage to hit the fucking keyboard. It feels too good to care. That's my kitty. Lick it clean. You waste a drop, then we're going to have to do this all over again. Because I can come 5 times without needing a break.
What the fuck?
5 times?
5.
5 times without needing a break.
He's a fucking full of shit.
No, he's not.
Also, cream? Mm-hmm. No. If a man said that to me...
Our next episode, there's no cream in it, too. So, and cream. I think those are my...
I need the taboo ick buzzer. I have a lot.
We definitely need to get like a buzzer.
Yeah.
Something. A yucky being a rel. Oh my god, I can't even talk.
So, Ara drops her computer off at his shop, and we find out that her ex-boyfriend is stalking her. Like, he'll call and just be like, into the phone and then hang up. But she knows it's him.
He's a fucking weirdo.
That is so fucking weird.
They meet up for the first time at the shop while she's dropping her laptop off. Oh. And Glitch describes her.
Is she everything he hoped for?
And one more.
And more.
His fantasies don't do her justice.
Oh, and we learned that the reason she's dropping her laptop off is because her ex kicked it.
Yeah.
What a piece of shit.
Yeah, he's a dick.
Her pink hair is long and curly, cascading down her back in waves. I imagine digging my fingers into it, tugging by the roots, and forcing her head back so I can kiss her while I take her from behind.
Hell yeah.
He also says, I want to drag my tongue between her tits and fuck them. Cover them in my cum. Bite them. Fuck me sideways. I'm getting a hard on. He's at work.
Jesus fucking Christ.
He's just looking at her at work and being like, I have a boner.
Fuck this laptop.
He says, my body's filled out so my deep voice goes well with the muscles I work hard for. I'm 6'4" and have a full sleeve of ink on my left arm. Am I too much? Not enough? Some women don't like dark-haired, inked-up men like me. Yeah, some women are like, he's tall with dark hair and tattoos.
Ew. That's fucking gross. What a piece of shit.
Yeah.
Said no woman ever.
I know. What the fuck?
So they're openly checking each other out, and Glitch starts to ask about the laptop, and she's like, my ex-boyfriend kicked it while we were fighting. And he's like,
he's like
not my woman.
I'm going to beat his ass.
So she leaves the computer with him and thanks him. And when she leaves, she's hella soaked.
Our signature line. Hella soaked.
I think she's also described as like plus size.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of cool.
Yeah. I feel kind of bad though, because she's like, doesn't like it about herself. You'd learn why.
Oh,
but he does.
He loves it. He's like, nice.
Give me that big juicy body.
She says, he's probably married. If he was mine, I'd put a ring on it. One on his finger and another on his motherfucking cock. Oh my God.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So she texts Trey to find out if Glitch is single and finds out that he is. She gets a call from a blocked number and it's just heavy breathing.
So again, he's just ex-boyfriend.
It's her ex, Jason. She hangs up and starts thinking about Glitch. She starts masturbating.
Oh, of course, as one does.
In the middle of her masturbation session, Glitch calls, saying that he just can't fix her laptop. He's going to drop it back off at her apartment. He's like, I can't.
Sorry.
It's too kicked.
It's too broken.
It's too kicked.
So he goes to her apartment after work that day to drop it off, and she invites him inside. That's when he decides he's going to ask her to dinner, and she asks what he wants to eat.
Oh.
Do you know what he wants to eat, right?
You know what? Last time I said I think I did, I didn't. But maybe I do.
He says pizza.
Cut fucking dinner.
He says,
you.
And then her stomach growls really loud.
And she's like, no, I really want to eat.
I'm actually really hungry. So he takes her to a grocery store and winds up buying her a week's worth of groceries.
I would love that.
Isn't that a nice thing?
That's so nice.
So they get back to her apartment and put away all the food, and they're about to kiss for the first time, but he spanks her.
Oh my god, they haven't even kissed.
No. He tries to feed her a Skittle, and she bites his finger.
Wait, you left out a good part.
Oh, what was it?
When they go to the grocery store, apparently she wasn't wearing panties under her dress.
Oh, yeah.
Has a big wet spot on her ass.
Oh, yeah,
I forgot
about
training
session. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Also, how did I leave that out?
That's so gross.
She just went out like that.
She's like, oh, wow, my dress is really wet.
So after she bites his finger, Glitch is, like, super into it. So she tells him that he's not a rebound and that her and Jason broke up because he was jealous of Glitch. So they would, like, fight about Glitch.
I mean, yeah.
Because she was, like, chatting with him online and stuff.
I would fight.
But one time while her and Jason were having sex, she said Glitch's name.
Oh, fuck no.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Had to kick her laptop, too. No, I'm kidding.
And then that's when they have their first kiss. He lifts up her dress and smells the wet cloth. God. That's when he calls her Kitty. They haven't, like, called each other Kitty, but in her fantasies, he calls her Kitty, and then in his fantasies, he calls her Kitty.
What's it meant to be?
Yeah.
Meant to be.
And he tells her that he's been fantasizing about her for a long time, and she's like, keep calling me Kitty.
Meow.
He tells her to make herself come like he's not there, so he wants to watch her while she's, like, fantasizing about him, but he's really there.
Also, no one's put away these groceries. What if there's perishables?
Yeah, God.
She sits on his lap with them both facing a mirror, and she starts masturbating while saying his name as she comes.
Mm. Glitch, Glitch. Give me a taste, I order. With a lopsided grin, she shoves a finger back into her cunt, slicking it with her cream. Ah! Before pulling out, she holds her middle finger up at me again. It's glistening. I suck it into my mouth, down to the last knuckle, twirling my tongue around and around, making sure I get every drop before I let it pop out of my mouth. The word cream, just.
Cream. Cream.
It's never going to mean the same.
So she gives Glitch her vibrator, and he puts a finger in her, licks her clit, and vibrates her taint.
Okay.
And she comes super hard. So he continues to explore her body and edges her, and then she finishes again, but this time she squirts.
She's a squirter. Mm-hmm. Glitch is soaked. His face is glistening. His shirt is wet. When he pulls his fingers out of my pussy, his hand is drenched too. What did I just do? You relaxed and enjoyed it. Glitch drags his diabolical tongue over his hand from heel to fingertip. Christ, Aura, you taste like sugar. It's the Skittles.
God.
Rainbows don't taste this amazing. Skittles aren't nearly this delicious. I'm still blown away by the mess I've made. I squirted. I squirted all over him. It's the Skittles. Shut the fuck up.
The ones she just ate, yeah. Like 20 minutes
ago. She ate one. Just one Skittle.
One Skittle makes her vagina taste like rainbows.
No better than the rainbow.
So he asks to see all of her sex toys and to pick her least favorite one. It's a glass dildo. She's like, this one just doesn't do it for me. So he tells her to lay back and he slides it into her. He takes it out and puts it in his mouth. And then he puts it in her ass.
It went from 0 to 100.
Yeah. What the fuck? They don't even know each other. And he's like, we're going to shove things up your ass now.
She says she comes hard enough to see stars. And he decides to start edging her again for 30 minutes.
Oh my God. Ara is screaming. Her body quakes under my hands. When she orgasms, I swear I feel just as good as she does. I'm not even joking. She's a mess under me. I've made her squirt, cream, laugh, and even cry with how overstimulated she is. What a masterpiece. I fucking hate the word. Cream.
So she falls asleep and he makes her a pizza.
Sweet.
Mm-hmm. She starts crying happily. Like, she's just like, I'm so touched by this. Like,
you made me orgasm 20 times and made me a pizza.
This is the nicest thing anyone's ever done for me.
Well, I mean, her ex-boyfriend's a piece of shit.
True.
Speaking of her ex-boyfriend, he's calling. It's 2 a.m. and he's calling again. So she ignores it. And her and Glitch hang out until 4 a.m. And she asks if he wants to see her studio. Oh, yeah, she paints.
Yeah, she's a painter.
Okay.
They go at 4 a.m. And he's, like, super impressed by her paintings. I guess they're, like, really good. He finds a nude self-portrait and asks if he can keep it. Which is a weird thing to paint of yourself.
Yeah.
Yeah. And also, you just met her. Can I hang this in my house with this nude photo of you?
And she's like, I want to paint you.
Whip your dick out.
He gets naked and she starts working. So it is a nude photo.
Okay.
He will be whipping his dick out.
He will, in fact.
He accidentally drops the love word. And she's crawling on her hands and knees towards him. They are insane.
This is moving so fucking fast. Jesus,
like, I love you. And she's just like,
meow.
Meow, meow.
As I stare down at Ara looking up at me like a little cat, I'm spiraling. I want to fuck her mouth. I want to fuck her pussy. I want to slam her against the window and fuck her in the ass. I want to eat her cunt and dump paint all over her body just to run my fingers through a rainbow of colors on her sweet skin.
They just met.
They haven't been together for 24 hours.
I don't even have fucking words. I know. Also, shove it into her ass. Where's the lube?
It's a spit.
Her cream. With the sun coming up, he tells her to put her pretty hot little mouth on him. She starts sucking his dick and is more than his expectations can handle. He says that she could likely suck his soul out of his dick. And then
it's like a Dementor.
Didn't read that in Harry Potter.
That's new.
Oh, God.
My balls drop. The hair on the back of my neck stands on end.
I'm sorry, his balls drop?
No. It's even to me.
Does it say his balls drop?
It says his balls draw up.
Draw up.
Yeah, they didn't drop. That'd be terrible. Like a storm unleashed, I'm trapped at her mercy as I unload down her throat. I can't move. My thighs flex, my shoulders slam the wall, and she leans forward, desperate to take as much of me down her throat as she can. My cock pulses, and I keep coming. Even after I think it's over, she doesn't let up. Ara swirls her tongue around my sensitive tip and sucks me back down again. Damn. That one was hard to read.
Balls drop. He hits puberty.
In the moment that she's sucking his soul,
I am mad.
He's like, yeah.
Since she keeps going, he's about to immediately come again. How does that happen, first of all?
I don't get it.
Me either. He tells her to open her mouth and hold out her tongue. He pulls out of her mouth and jerks off until she has cum dribbling off her chin and on top of her tits. Then he proceeds to lay her down and tells her that they're going to keep going. And yes, it's going to be rough and hard. How is this girl walking?
I'd be like, tap out. Tap out.
She can come 5 times in a row, he said.
This bitch has been coming all night.
I don't understand how.
I don't know.
He apparently barely eats her out and she's already coming. But again, they're not done. Oh, she says that she might die if he makes
her... She might. Honestly.
She might die if he makes her orgasm one more time. And he says, RIP you then. Again, she comes in like 30 seconds. She shoves him away by putting her feet on his shoulders and begins to crab walk away.
What?
That is the least sexy thing I've ever heard.
Is it like a crab walk where you're like on your hands and feet, but like backwards, your stomach facing the air?
Yeah, it's just like,
just walking away. She's like, I'm gonna get ya.
So she crab walks towards the window. She stands up against the glass and he walks over to her, puts her ankle on his shoulder, and then he tells...
Wait, what?
She's flexible.
God.
He's 6'4".
He just grabs her ankle. He's like, whoa.
Then he tells her to show him how she masturbates here in her studio, because naturally she fucks herself in her art studio.
And she's like, I do. Let me show you.
So she moves to the middle of the room and starts to show him, and he tells her to talk to him about her fantasy.
This mug is fucking bananas.
This is crazy. It's like going hard, the whole thing.
Did you ever watch that documentary about the woman who has some sort of disorder where she just comes all the time?
No.
Yeah.
It's this girl.
That's what I'm saying. This woman was like crying about it. It was on one of those like medical documentary shows, and she'd be like driving her car and she'd be like...
She's like, do you guys know how terrible it is to come all the time?
Yeah, she's like, miserable. That's this girl.
Honestly, it sounds miserable.
Come all the time.
Everything sets you off.
Right? She starts panting. You fuck me everywhere. You're in my mouth, my cunt. Her thighs begin to shake. You fuck my ass. Her toes curl. Feet flex and her ass goes in the air. As her back arches, she screams. I'm talking a full-blown, throat-wide, thunderstruck roar rips from her throat and she orgasms. My wild beauty squirts all over the floor and continues to rub another out as I make my way closer. Also, the way she's saying, you fuck me everywhere. You're in my mouth. My fun. You fuck my ass. Why is she saying it? Like, statements. I don't get it.
Fuck my ass.
The fun ends when another artist from the bottom floor hears her scream and comes to investigate.
I would?
Yeah. Just multiple times.
Yeah.
Are you okay?
No.
The other artist thankfully doesn't come in, but he at least checks to make sure she's okay since she was screaming. And now her and Glitch have a new game. The quiet game, but dirty version.
Oh, the quiet game.
She doesn't want to play that game because first of all, they haven't even fucked yet. By the way,
they haven't
foreplay. So she's like, I don't want to play the quiet game when you fuck me because I'm not going to be quiet.
Yeah.
So they go back to his place.
He's like, we could be as loud as we want there.
Mm-hmm. Also, is she not scared of just inviting a virtual stranger to her apartment?
Yeah, what more could he do to her, honestly?
Yeah, like, what the fuck?
He's already put things in her butt, like, multiple times.
He didn't even, like, ask for consent for that. He was just like, I'm gonna shove this glass dildo up your ass. just take it.
We go to her POV because she mentions that what's up with them and unicorns? He's a unicorn demon and she wants to be with him forever. And she's even willing to sell her soul to make it happen.
What the fuck? Maybe therapy. Yes. Did you have a dad?
I know she just got out of an abusive relationship.
Yeah, I know.
They pull up to a cul-de-sac of townhouses and she's, for some reason, surprised that he lives there. She's like,
you live in a house?
You live in a townhouse?
I thought you were homeless.
They go inside and she immediately notices how clean his house is and that he has romance novels on his breakfast bar.
Okay, that's kind of cute.
She asks him if he actually reads the romance novels, and he says he does when he has the time because he does them as a side gig. So his audio narrating. He leads her to his bedroom and the closet in his bedroom, and she immediately is like, maybe he is a serial killer and I'm about to go into a dungeon.
Yeah. This is where she starts having reservations.
The closet. She's like, no. But he opens the doors and shows it's his little narrating booth. So it's like covered in like the insulation to make it soundproof, and like has his computer and everything.
Okay.
He tells her that his side gig is to narrate smut books. So he opens the closet and shows her like that's where he does his little audiobook narrating, and it's fully decked out, computer, mic, everything like that. And she asks to listen to it, one that he has recorded. And he obliges and plays her a little something that he calls, like, the Kitty Chronicles. So the ones that he writes or records just thinking over their fantasies. Yeah.
That's a weird thing to do.
He's like, look at this year-long log I have of these fantasies I've had of you.
He says, I've been in love with you for a long time, Aura. Even if that doesn't seem possible or sound true, it is. I fantasize about you so often. I needed to channel it somehow because I didn't think this, he says, waving his hands between us, was ever going to happen.
You're insane.
Yeah.
Yes.
Mental illness.
And she's confused because they've never really talked other than their little chit-chats on Discord. And he says, it's a mistake that he will regret for the rest of his life not getting to know her better. And I'm like, that's fucking weird.
Yeah. It's good to know her now. Stop being so dramatic.
They're only like 22. They have a very long life ahead of them.
Yeah.
Like,
are they 22?
That's what I think it mentioned. At least Aura being 22. I don't remember him. Mm. She proceeds to ask him what his real name is, since we haven't learned that at all. And his name is Sean. And she's like, oh my God, that's my most favorite name in the whole world.
I was hoping.
World.
What the? I love Sean's.
Do you have a favorite guy name?
No.
Me either.
Andrea.
Oh.
Yeah, mine is
Zach. Mine's Tyler.
Yeah.
Fuck you.
I remember when I was a kid, though, I specifically really liked the name Bradley.
Bradley?
Ew, I can't even see you with a man named Bradley.
This is my husband, Brad.
Brad. Don't you like Brad?
He explains how he got his nickname Glitch, which we learned earlier. He short circuits when he was getting nervous when he was a kid. She's getting emotional and upset that she dragged her feet meeting him and had to put up with emotionally abusive cocksucker Jason.
Jason. Also, most online friends are like states away.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
How did they just so happen?
They didn't even know they lived like in the same
town. That is insane.
That's glossed over.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Damn.
Mm-hmm. Cause she's like, I think it mentions her living there for about only a year. Like she just moved there, but they've been playing online as friends for this whole time.
Crazy. Serendipity.
Glitch also, he doesn't know how bad their relationship was. Jason and Aura, he just knows that they got into the fight and he broke her computer. Mm-hmm. She tries to explain why not being with him sooner makes her emotional. I sometimes can't keep their nasty words out of my head. It makes me panic or freeze, and I'm trying not to let them in because I don't want to ruin what we have going on. So I just freaked out a little bit and I swear I'll do better. I just need a minute to reconfigure. So she's like going back thinking about all her abusive exes and why she doesn't like deserve to be with someone like Glitch. Which is kind of sad. He is pissed off and he wants to know which asshole made her feel like that. And I put in little quotes, the who hurt you trope.
Who hurt you?
Yeah.
I do like that one.
Me too. But not in this book.
Who did this to you?
He's like, where's Jason?
Oh, they'll find Jason.
He goes as far as grabbing a pen and paper to write their names, addresses, and places of business down. He's like, I want a list.
Give me every single man
who's this
that has wronged you.
They are very intense.
I know.
Yes. She starts laughing because she thinks that he's kidding. And he's like, I'm not joking. Like, Tell me.
I'm going to nail all of them.
I'm going to become a serial killer for you.
Yeah. So he just mentions, like, you literally just fritzed out. You just glitched. Oh, my God. Because of all the mean things that people have said to you in the past, and you expect him, like, not to address that, which is, like, very nice.
You can address it, but you don't have to be, like, give me their addresses and phone numbers.
I'm going
to
bring up all your past trauma.
And she mentions, like, he can't go after them. And he says, I'm so fucking sorry. I'm sorry I took so long to get to you. I'm sorry you had to be around an asshole who couldn't appreciate what he had. I'm sorry you don't see your beauty like I do, or that you can't grasp how truly insanely amazing you are. I'll spend all day, every day, telling you the truth. I'll growl them in your ear, carve them into your dreams. You're the most beautiful creature I've ever met. You're funny and talented and built like a goddamn wet dream.
I just don't have words.
Growl them?
Growl.
I don't like... Do you know, like, every book I've ever read, the men are always growling. You're so beautiful.
Yeah, I don't understand that.
Or when... Yeah, we talked about mewing before.
Ooh.
The girls are mewing and
He continues to kiss her and tells her all the things he loves about her. And then he randomly spits out how he wants to see her pregnant with his babies.
Oh my God.
So just a 180.
Where is my Uber here? Or
she's like, I love it. Impregnate me.
And then he proceeds to bend her over his desk and presses the play button to an audio recording. So she listens.
They're gonna bang to his voice
while he jerks off.
He has her bent over his desk listening to acting on those recorded fantasies about her. But on the audio, when he says stop and she doesn't, he smacks her ass twice. She stops the recording and turns around on the desk.
I drop to my knees and latch onto her pussy. Okay, latch? Whoa. Flicking my tongue every which way until I find a rhythm she likes. Then I don't stop until she explodes. No squirting this time, but that's okay. I love that I never know when it'll happen. And I really fucking love that her body craves different actions. It's like she doesn't have just one tried and true move that gets her to finish. She needs constant stimulation and a lot of different finger and tongue tricks.
She doesn't need anything.
No! She needs a lot of finger.
How many times has she came?
I don't know. We should make that like a game.
Yeah.
Yeah, let us know. How many times has this girl finished in this, what, like 18-hour span?
Yeah, literally not even 24 hours. He asks if she wants to use a toy since she does need multiple stimulation.
No,
and she says that she's surprised that he has them there. Why does he have toys if he's not with someone else? And he pulls out a whole fucking box and then tells her that he uses them as props for his audio smut books.
What?
So, like, when he's, like, talking about how a woman's sucking dick, he proceeds to put a dildo in his mouth and suck a dick to get the sounds to match the book.
Oh my God. He's like, I suck on these. I put them in my ass.
She picks a very particular toy and says that she's always wanted to try them. Riley, can you guess what the toy is?
No, wait, I forgot what the toy is.
Oh, you're gonna know.
What's the toy? Is it anal beads?
She picks the anal beads. She straddles him and...
relax. I practically purr and enjoy. I want Ara's head to be empty of everything except what I'm doing to her. Kiss me, kitty. She leans in obediently. When our mouths meet, I gently press the first bead inside her ass. She sucks in air through her nose, sharp and fast. I swipe my tongue across hers, kneading her ass cheeks before shoving another bead inside her. Ara's body accepts them with very little resistance. So long as she stays this relaxed and trusting, it'll be fine. You're doing so good, I say in a low tone and press the third bead in. Such a good girl, letting me fill this ass.
They still have not had sex.
No.
No. This is like...
this has been all edging and foreplay this whole time.
Some of these things I feel like are things you would do after sex.
Or maybe like after, I don't know.
Knowing each marriage.
Yeah.
What the fuck?
These are things that I have not even done with my husband, I don't think.
No.
I think. I mean, we don't have anal beads.
No, I've never had anal beads.
I've also never came 20 fucking times in 18 hours.
No, never. But you have?
Yeah, every day.
Okay. Every day. Yeah.
You have the same condition as Aura. She mentions that she needs more of something. So he grabs a condom. I put, fucking finally. But she's allergic to latex.
Oh, no.
She's like,
what are they going to
use? Yeah, she's like, it's okay. I'm clean and I didn't sleep with her last three boyfriends. So she never fucked Jason.
Mm-mm. They probably just did this all the time.
Probably. Which is weird.
That's so weird.
Yeah. And then Glitch is like, we'll figure this out later. Like, totally fine. And he also mentions that he hasn't been with someone in over 3 years. As soon as the word years finishes leaving his mouth, she slams her mouth to his and slams herself down on his dick. So she's just like, bam.
Oh my god.
Like,
that's
okay.
Yeah.
She's like,
now you have.
They're finally fucking and she's already coming.
And he's like, she needs so much stimulation.
Yeah.
She just can't come.
While she's coming, he pulls the anal beads out of her. He comes in her and then stays inside of her, continues to come a second time. He's just...
What?
Back to back.
I think that's, like, physically impossible.
I think so, too.
I feel like he's gonna have, like, fertility issues later on.
Medical anomaly.
These two are fucking aliens or something, because now she's on her hands and knees, and he's preparing to fuck her ass.
After he, like, just came twice. He has no refractory period. He just... Perma-hard.
Yeah, he's like, there is endless amount of jizz in here.
Constantly locked and loaded.
Let's go.
She mentions that she's scared because she realizes his dick's fucking huge, but she shouldn't worry because he's going to help prepare her.
Wait, they haven't been preparing this whole time?
Not her fucking ass to take his dick.
Oh.
Yeah. This is quite the first date.
They're going to be doing a null. I hear a click. He presses the vibrator against my clit and makes me come while he stuffs two of his fingers back into my ass, working me open again. I concentrate until I'm over-concentrating, overthinking. He's big. He's really big. Too big. I'm gonna tear. I'm gonna die. It's gonna hurt. I'll never be able to... What the fuck?
He continues to distract her by putting the vibrator on her clit. She's gonna come.
Again.
Again.
Jesus Christ.
I gush from the vibrator and Glitch pushes inside me some more. I scream and claw at the carpet.
Like a kitty.
He continues to distract her by putting the vibrator on her clit. She rips the vibrator from him and proceeds to tell him to move inside her while she fucks herself with the rabbit. She looks between her legs. Also, where is she fucking herself with the rabbit if he's in her vagina?
No, he's in her butt.
He's in her butt?
I think he's in her butt. I think he's in her butt.
Oh, he is. He is.
He's in her butt.
He's in her butt, guys.
He's up in her butt.
She looks between her legs and sees his balls slapping her. And so she turns the rabbit around to vibrate his balls while also using it to stimulate herself. He groans and she says, I want him undone. I want him unraveled and spiraling down this rabbit hole with me. Come in my ass and watch it drip out.
I call those the cum farts.
True.
Yeah.
It just...
He comes and then pulls out and spreads her ass to watch it drip. He pushes his finger back in her ass to put the cum back.
He's like, you stay in there.
That's gross.
Little plug. Well, yeah.
He asks if she's okay, and she says yeah, but her head is all fuzzy and spacey. And then he mentions that he'll take care of her. So he literally, like, fucked her brains out because she's, like, can't talk. She's like...
Yeah.
This is so good.
She needs to go to the hospital, probably.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So he draws her a bath and carries her into it. He squeezes in with her, and she tells him she loves him, and then she falls asleep in the bathtub.
This moved so quickly.
It really did.
Yeah. They wake up to learn it's 2 a.m. Some of the time got away from them, and they're literal, oh, I put 48 hours. So
48 hours.
And a 48-hour fuck fest.
Yeah.
But they've only fucked twice. He asks if she is sore, and she says, only a little bit. And I put, bitch, only a little.
How?
Yeah, no. I feel like you'd be, like, raw after that.
Absolutely. You couldn't walk.
No.
How many times she's had, like, 37 orgasms? Like,
you're hurting. Yeah.
You're hurting bad.
Yes. But he apologizes because he feels like he got a little too carried away and was a little too rough with her.
You think?
Maybe a little.
He tells her that he ordered them Chinese food. She tells him that she loves him again, and he says he's loved her for a long fucking time.
They have literally just been like, hey, what's up? NMU.
Yeah.
WYD.
NM.
so ridiculous.
I-L-Y.
He literally picks her up and carries her to the dining room since she's a little sore. He again starts to feel bad for hurting her a little bit, and she tells him to stop stressing over it. He casually mentions that she should marry him after they eat, and she says, okay.
Oh my.
But only after she meets his sister.
Bombastic side eye.
He replies, okay, and proceeds to call his sister at 2 a.m.
Sis.
I just fucked this girl so hard.
And I need you to meet her real quick before we get married tomorrow, okay?
Cool.
He asks if his sister and nephew are busy tomorrow, and she says no, so they're going to have dinner at his sister's house. She decides to then have a freak out, but it's okay because she wants to learn about his family.
She's like, hey, we just met.
This may be moving a little fast.
48 hours, fuck fast later, I'm going to marry you. And then she proceeds to ask him about his family because she wants to learn as much as she can before she meets his sister and nephew. He says, here's our life in a nutshell. Our parents died when I was 15. Erin was 18. She got legal custody of me and raised me on her own. By the time I graduated high school, she'd gotten pregnant by a jackass who didn't stick around, and she raised Beetle on her own too. His name's really Brendan, but when he was a baby, he'd lay on his back, kick his arms and feet out, which made him look like a beetle stuck on his back, and the nickname stuck.
Don't all babies fucking do that?
Yeah.
And I would also go more turtle than beetle, but all right.
Whatever. She asks how his parents died, and he mentions that they died in a car accident on their date night. And then he asks her, do you have any siblings, your parents? And she says that her parents split when she was 10. Her dad remarried and started a new family and doesn't want anything to do with her anymore. She was raised by her mom, and she was an artist like me. She taught high school art. She encouraged me to follow my passion instead of getting a degree, something that she would hate. But her mom is dead also. This one's kind of traumatic. Like, I know a car accident is very traumatic, but her mom had a heart attack in the middle of teaching fifth period, and they couldn't save her. So, like, all these, like, students watched their teacher die.
Oh, God. That made me so traumatic for what?
They talk about her painting a little bit more in the warehouse that she works out of after their family talk. He learns that the building got sold and all the artists have to move out. He asks questions about her not sleeping with her boyfriend, and she doesn't really have an answer for it. And it feels like it's an unfinished conversation. So they just go back to eating dinner and then go to sleep.
Mm-hmm.
It's morning and Aura is being quiet and watching Glitch shave. He wants to know what she's thinking about, and that she's like, my mom would have loved you, which is like kind of a depressing way to start your morning.
Yeah. My dead mom would have loved you and how you, all the things you've done to me. She would have loved the anal beads
sash. She takes the razor from him and he's like, go ahead, shave my face. And she's like, I've never done this before. She shaves his face, which is sounds terrifying.
What the fuck?
Zach would never.
No, Andrew would be like, bitch, back up.
He's like bleeding and stuff too.
Yeah, I was just going to say, she finished shaving his face and asks how it looks, but he doesn't look in the mirror, even though he's bleeding in 4 spots. And he's like, it looks perfect. But he's just staring at her.
He's just patchy and like bleeding. Yeah, he's like, it's fine. That's how he looks for the rest of the book. Just patchy, has like toilet paper with blood.
She's like, wow, this is so hot.
She wants to go back to her studio while he goes to his computer shop for a little bit. So he helps her off the counter, spins her around, and finger bangs her against the vanity.
Jesus. What is with finger banging in these books? I feel like it's very high on the list.
I think it's just women writing books.
Yeah.
That's true.
Mm-hmm.
True. Mm-hmm.
And after their little finger bang sesh, he says, let's shower, and she doesn't want to because she doesn't want to wash him off of her yet.
That's disgusting.
That is so fucking gross.
Yeah.
He came in your ass. Take a shower.
Yeah, and in your vagina twice.
Like. Yeah.
But she relents and he washes her and shaves her legs.
You are very stinky.
I love you, babe, but like
you smell like shit.
And I would never want Tyler to shave my leg.
It's just on his hands and knees, like shaving.
Why can you guys not shave yourself?
I don't know.
Like, I don't want anybody to help me.
No.
I got this.
Thank you. Thank you.
Right after the shower, though, he bends her over the vanity, spanks her, and then eats her ass.
Oh my God.
He's like,
it's nice and clean for me.
Yeah. He's like, watch a movie or something.
Jesus Christ. Have a, like, a normal conversation.
That's why he really wanted her to shower, so he can eat her ass.
Her stinky
ass. She comes again, and I put, Is this like 40 times in 2 days?
When he rises, I'm still trying to catch my breath. I gawk at my steamed over reflection. He bumps into my backside and reaches over me to swipe his big hand across the condensation and stare at my reflection. Mine, he growls. Then he spits into his palm and starts to jerk off behind me. What the fuck? I can't move. Mine. I can't breathe. I can't do anything but watch my man get off. And when he spurts his cum all over my backside, I swear to fuck I nearly purr about it. I wanted to be messy from him all day, and he's delivered. Ooh. I'm sorry, you just showered. I'd be like, stop. Now I gotta go shower again.
God. She's like, wait, I'm stinky again.
Oopsie.
So crusty walking around.
I'm like, with a satisfied smirk, he slaps my ass again, and I turn to catch his wrist. There's a bit of his cum on his palm, and there's no way I'm letting it go to waste. I bring his hand to my mouth and lick it off. Fuck, Ara, it's kitty to you.
You will refer to me as kitty.
Meow.
Oh, my fucking God. He gets her to her studio. It's only been 6 hours apart, and they're already on the phone like, oh my God, babe, I miss you.
Come fuck me real quick.
And he misses her pussy so much that he proceeds to ask her to touch herself over the phone so he can hear.
She needs a break.
She doesn't.
He's like, put the phone down by your vagina. I would like to speak to her.
Hi, how are you? She hesitates for a minute, but asks if he could maybe call her a slut.
Do you think maybe I can call him a slut? He's like, I know we've been doing all this crazy stuff, but would it be okay if I called you slut?
And so he calls her a pretty little slut. He has to make it nice.
Aww.
And then he calls her a dirty little slut who likes when his cock is pumped into her pretty little mouth.
Okay.
She comes. Immediately.
Oh my God. Just my words.
Yeah. She's like, so much stimulation.
So he hears her come since they're doing, you know, phone sex. And he's like, I gotta go. Close shop, guys. See you later.
I can't contain myself.
He immediately arrives to the studio. It takes him like 6 minutes. He speeds like the whole way there.
Let me in. She swings the door open but stays hidden behind it. She's like, you can't see me. When I see her, I know why. She's still naked and absolutely covered in paint. Like, she dipped her fingers in it and touched herself all over the place. I'm thinking of paint going in her vagina, and that's stressing me the fuck out.
She's yeasty. Oopsie.
Her cheeks are flushed. Her hair's in a messy bun that's sagging to one side. And she has earbuds in. I thought I had a little more time. Her thighs are clenched as she scissors them together, seeking friction. It undoes all my control. You came again? Yes. How many times? She pulls her earbuds out, including your phone call. 4.
Jesus Christ.
Let me in.
God. 4 times.
Yeah. It's a new day.
Gotta start over. He picks her up and takes her to the window where he drops to his knees so he can hear her out again. He makes her come 3 more times.
Oh, well, 7 times now. Okay, it's phone call started?
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Guys, what's the count now?
136.
She begs him to fuck her in a bunch of the spilled paint. So he lays her down, picks up some paint on his finger, and writes mine on her chest. She does the same to him. They play their quiet game, and she isn't allowed to scream as he fucks her in all the messy paint. They both come.
Where is this paint going?
Everywhere.
So she loves being dirty.
Loves it.
She's like, I want a yeast infection. I welcome it.
She gets up to go get towels, but he tells her to wait. He grabs his phone and takes pictures of her, but just reassures her it's her face. And then he's like, well, can I take a whole nudie of you? And she says, yes. But he doesn't take the picture. He says one day he will.
That's where he draws. He's like, I think we should take this slow.
I can't just have nudies of you.
He's like, ew, you said yes.
Easy.
Calm down.
They pull on all of their ruined clothes. So they're literally covered in paint, just dressing. And he's like, we won't be showering. We actually have to go to my sister's right now. So they're going to go to
She's got a compound in her butt too, right?
Yeah. And she's covered in paint with jizz leaking out of her. Like, what the fuck?
Let's go meet your sister. She's going to lock me.
She's freaking out about meeting his sister covered in paint without...
That she should be.
She has no panties. I forgot. She doesn't have panties either.
Oh my God.
God, she's gross.
God. But he says, that's okay. My sister will love you.
Why? Why will she love
you? I don't know.
She's like, she'll love the smell of your cum dripping out of you.
In the peace green
panties.
Like, who is this homeless woman you have brought to my house?
I'd be like, get out.
No, they get to his sister's house and they go inside. Ara is immediately in love with the chaos and comfortability of the home. They meet. Aaron immediately puts them both to work in the kitchen to make dinner. Yeah, it's like, oh, nice to meet you. Nice to meet you. Doesn't even question the paint.
No. Can you go empty our dishwasher?
Ara loves the relationship with Glitch and his sister and the nephew. Aaron immediately feels giddy and not because of the margaritas that are made for dinner, but because of the company.
Okay. Oh my God, a family.
You're just one big family, even though you're covered in my brother's jizz and paint.
Cool. It says mine on her chest.
I forgot about that.
Aaron looks Ara dead in the eyes and asks when they're getting married because Glitch has never brought a girl home before. She also mentions that him being covered in paint isn't like him either because he's a controlled and methodical neat freak.
I feel like that's a normal thing to have not seen someone show up to your house covered in paint.
Yeah. This is so crazy.
Yeah.
I've never seen this.
I'll marry her.
Right now. Ara tells Glitch to play with his nephew because the girls are going to go outside and have girl talk.
So I was fucking my brother.
She, now listen here, bitch. Get out of my house and don't talk to my brother ever again.
He's mine.
Oh, that would be a twist.
That's the Shrek twist.
Yeah. Dun, dun, dun.
Quite the opposite. Aaron says he's amazing and no one sees it because he's always working with me and Beetle. He never takes time for himself, so I'm glad he has you.
Oh, okay.
Glitch notices how easily Ara fits into his little family unit, and he loves her more. So then Aaron is like, okay, Ara, scoot, Glitch, sibling talk outside. Ara, you're with the kid. Ara plays with Beetle while him and his sister talk and do the dishes. He asks if Aaron likes her, and obviously the answer is yes. This is like the weirdest family dinner.
Yeah.
It's been a weird few days.
Yes.
It's fucking weird.
But when they're finished with the dishes, they go into the living room and see Ara showing Beetle how to draw, which is like a really big deal because apparently his nephew will only play video games. Like, he won't actually play or try to do other things.
Touch grass, Beetle.
Yeah, God.
Be a Beetle.
I want to be like my uncle.
Ara excuses herself to go to the restroom, and then she comes back screaming, saying she got a painting commission job she's been waiting for. And his family's just as excited as she is. So everyone's like, yeah, oh my God, this is amazing.
We don't know you. Yay.
They leave so she can go to the studio immediately to get some creative outlet out. But then she gets insecure and starts to doubt herself on the way over there. Like, why do I deserve this? Like, why did they pick me? This is probably a mistake. Obviously.
Come on, Ara.
Ugh. He tells her that it's going to be okay and she's going to be amazing. He hypes her up again and now she's like, oh my God, thank you. Now I want your dick in my mouth.
Let me suck it.
So she gives him roadhead.
She draws me in and does wicked things with her tongue that make me think of glorious ways to return the favor. Such a good girl. I hold her hair, guiding her head up and down my length. She uses one hand to pump me and licks my head like it's a fucking lollipop.
Ew.
Give me your cum, Glitch. She licks and sucks and draws me in until I hit the back of her throat again. Just like that, I say, keep sucking it just like that and I'll give you what you want. I don't last long. Swallow it all. I groan just as my cock jerks in her mouth. She doesn't miss a goddamn drop, and when she lifts her head, she swipes her finger along the corners of her mouth and licks it clean. I run my thumb over her bottom lip. Good girl.
After a little roadhead, she's like, when we get to the studio, you're gonna fuck me again. And he says, okay.
How?
I don't know.
So much.
Her vagina should be swollen shut at this point.
Honestly, I don't know how anything's entering it.
She gets like a text message and like goes pale. So she's like looking at her phone, like, oh fuck. So he grabs her phone, looks at the screen to see what she's looking at. He asks what's wrong, and she gets out of the car and starts to just like run down the street, and Glitch has to chase her down. And when he catches her, she's screaming she's going to kill him, and she knew things were gonna be things were going too good to be true. And he's like, what the fuck are you talking about? Like, what's going on? And she shows him, she pulls up the text that she got, and it's from Jason. Oh, he has clip after clip of videos of Aura masturbating, and she doesn't know how he videotaped her. And
spy cam.
Yeah. Glitch is livid. He was like, I'm gonna fucking kill this guy. Mm-hmm. So Jason's like, hey, look at what I have. Here's all these for you. Like,
better get back with me.
Literally, that's what the text says. The message with the videos read, if you don't get back to me, I'll make sure everyone knows what a disgusting slut you are.
Okay, what's wrong with masturbating? God.
Everything.
Jason.
She's thinking that he'll send it to possible commission people she wants to work with for art or like porn sites or whatever. And she's not mad about the porn sites. She's more mad about like the fact that she didn't know she was being recorded.
Yeah. And her commission's like out of school too. Yeah. So she's scared he's going to like send it to the school.
Oh, yeah. Well, oh, sorry.
No, you go.
I was going to say, I guess it could be construed as, like, she knew she was recording herself.
Yeah, and she's nervous that Glitch is going to think that she's lying about not consenting to the video, or, like, he took the videos of her when that didn't happen.
Yeah.
So he takes her back to the car, they get to her apartment, and thankfully it's empty. He grabs her laptop and tells her to get into the car, because apparently, I guess he's also showed up at her apartment before. So they thought maybe he broke in too, mm-hmm. but he's not there. So they grab the laptop. He tells her to get into the car, and he's going to find out how he did this and ruin him. They get to his house, and he brings her laptop into his office. He hooks it up to like his crazy, super like nerdy computer monitors and shit, and gets like a bunch of codes. It's like in those spy movies when like you're trying to hack into like the bank. Yeah.
I'm in.
Pretty much. He turns to her and asks if she will take him to Jason's house, but she's not sure where he lives anymore because he was going to move for his job. But don't worry, Glitch can find out where he lives. He hacks into a bunch of other shit, including Jason's company database, to get his information.
Damn.
Hacking into everything, he learns that Jason put a program on her computer that records through the camera even when it's off.
You don't close your laptop.
She just leaves
it always facing.
She mentions that the laptop where the program is on was a present from Jason saying, I'm sorry I broke your original computer. So, like, he programmed all this shit and was like, here's a present. I'm sorry for ruining your stuff. So it was on.
Sneaky man.
Glitch finds out where he lives, and then he says, like, hey, they're going to go there right now. But when they get to the car, her phone rings from an unknown number.
Who could it be?
Fucking Jason. Glitch tells her to answer it, and she does. She doesn't even say hi. She just says, fuck yourself, Jason. And he starts to tell her that he won't post the video. He only sent it so she would answer the phone, blah, 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 blah. Glitch grabs the phone and says,
I'm gonna fucking kill you.
He should, honestly.
Yeah, that's...
Oh, yeah, anyway. That's fucked up.
Glitch takes the phone and he says, Jason, it's nice to finally talk to the man who ruined his chances with my Aura.
Be like, I was literally dating her like 2 days ago.
Yeah.
What are you talking about?
He says, thank you for the video compilation. My girl's fire, isn't she? She's fucking hot when she touches herself.
My girl's fire.
Then a door slams and Jason is crossing the fucking cul-de-sac across the street from Glitch's house.
He says, no, Glitch. My girl's fire.
He lives literally right next door.
Oh, I didn't catch that.
Yeah.
What the heck?
He goes, surprise.
She tells Jason to leave her alone, and he's pissed and says that he needs to do as she's fucking told and get the fuck over here. So he, like, talks to her like she's a dog.
Get over here, bitch.
Glitch steps between the two and says he will tear Jason's face off if he goes near her.
He's 6'4". This man should not be speaking.
I would not.
Like, okay, you can have my girl.
Him.
You can have my girl.
And his voice is like,
Don't.
Deep throat.
Fucking deep throat.
Jason walks over and punches Glitch, but it's almost as if Glitch wants it to happen because he doesn't move or block or dodge or anything. But he doesn't give him another freebie. So as soon as he's done punching him, Glitch proceeds to knock Jason out with one punch.
One punch man.
He's like, bam!
She's just standing there.
Now I'm gonna punch you.
Aura is scared that Glitch killed him, but he reassures her that he's fine and not to go near him because now he needs to call the police and report an assault. So he's like thought this shit out.
Yeah, he's like, he hit me first.
Really bad.
No.
Owie.
The cops come and Glitch tells them how they are going to leave the house to go get dinner when he attacked them. They want to press charges. Glitch also has a video of Jason attacking him and hands a laptop to the police, but they say to just email the video for evidence. After the cops leave, she grabs the laptop from Glitch and smashes it to the ground and stomps it to pieces because she's upset over what that piece of trash did to her. But also, like, the video evidence is there.
Yeah, what the fuck?
She wants to know what else was on the laptop for him to give it to the cops. He learns that in his all his little coding mastermind shit, there's kiddie porn hidden on there.
So bastard.
Jason was watching, like, kiddie porn. He was on, like, chat sites about, like,
children. Kids.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ew. Shit. Uh-huh. He should have got killed.
She freaks out even more but he says not to mention it because the computers he hacked, he locked both of them and got into it. So when Jason tries to go to delete the evidence, he can't. He's, like, locked out. And it automatically sent to the police.
Get him. You got glitched.
And he bam. He said that he also submitted it anonymously, so it won't even be traced back to her or Glitch. She is so upset that she, like, starts to dry heave on the sidewalk and is like, did you delete the videos of myself too? And he says, yeah. So, like, that's completely gone.
Oh.
No one can find them.
Sweet, sweet.
Mm-hmm. After she learns that he deleted the videos, she grabs him and kisses him. He carries her to his bedroom.
Oh my God. Let's bang it out.
You were just, like, sexually assaulted.
Yeah, and then learn that your ex-boyfriend was watching fucking child porn, and then you're like, you know what?
I'm so turned on.
You.
Yeah, that is so gross.
Yeah. He tells her how brave and strong she is, and she's kind of mute while kissing him. Like, she's not processing the emotions that just happened.
Maybe you shouldn't be having sex then.
Yeah, what the fuck?
Which he understands, and he grabs her and tells her, like, no, we're not doing this. Like, let's take you to your studio so she can, like,
Paint it out.
She just wants to be.
If you know, you know. Last podcast, we love you. He takes her to the studio and sets her down. He also helps her get naked because apparently she paints naked.
Every time.
It kind of deletes the purpose of, like, being nice when you're, like, stripping her naked. But whatever. He watches her work for X amount of hours. Like, he doesn't know how long it is before he's so exhausted that he tries to, like, doze off. She finishes her painting and he is now awake and he's like, okay, let me see. She painted him in full detail from her sketch the other day, and it does sound like she's an actual good artist because I'm going to describe the painting. It's kind of like nerdy and computery, like how they are. He says, I can't stop staring at it. My face is broken into bits, like my facial cells are glitching. My throat has the word deep blended into it. Computer codes look like it's pouring out of my head, but there are words hidden in them. Some cut deep and are harsh, weak, lost, silent. Others are nice, safe, sublime, strong. The letters run into each other and drip down my head and face. Not like in the Matrix, no. This is more like thick green honey that spills over me, melting into different shades of rainbow colors on the bottom. Family, friend, father figure. My eyes are fierce and confident in this painting. My jaw is flexed like it is now, and I automatically try to relax it. There are more words hidden in my hair. Grief, generous, grace. The details are insane. It looks like a photograph, not a painting. How the fuck did she do this? Aura's captured the essence of everything I felt for over a decade. I feel seen, vulnerable.
Aww.
A true artist. He tells her he wants to take it home, to their home, and if she hates his house, then he'll buy her a new one. She says, but the paint has to dry.
He says,
is that a yes? And she says yes. And then we go to the epilogue.
It's a week later. She is 9 months pregnant with his baby.
She's moved in with him, and after 3 months of living together, he bought them a new house with the art studio in the back. She got to paint a mural for his nephew's school, and it made the headlines of the local paper, which led to more commissions for her. They are getting married in a month, and he already wants to put a baby in her. Jason's in prison, and then she also teaches art classes to kids at the computer shop, and they're free for whoever wants to take them.
This was a week later?
Yeah. No, a month. 3 months later.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
That's it. It's done. The end.
There's a second book in the series. I think this is a series.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's called Flip, I think.
Yeah, it's Aaron and then Trey. So his sister and his best friend.
The Tay. So yeah, that was Glitch. What did you think?
That was pretty good. But wow. Yeah. It moved very fucking fast.
Yeah.
Definitely very like nice. Minimal plot.
Mm. Yeah, we like that.
Yeah.
Not bad.
We like the smut.
Mm-hmm.
But it's good. I liked it.
You're not in it for like the plot.
Yeah. No.
If you're looking for a plot heavy book, this one is not the one.
Not the one.
But if you're looking for smut,
read it.
Here it is. First paragraph.
Riley, how many red peppers do you give Glitch?
I feel like 4.
4 red pepper emojis?
Yeah.
That's fair.
Would you trade places with Aura?
No. My vagina would fall off. It would turn into dust.
But is Glitch sexy?
I think so. Maybe. I don't know.
He's 6'4".
Tatted.
Dark hair.
He's a meek daddy.
With a deep voice.
A deep ass voice.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he sounds hot, but like the way he's acting.
Yeah.
Weird.
She liked it.
She did like it. I don't know if I would like that though. I don't want to get railed every minute. 7. Yeah, no.
Yeah.
Okay. Well.
So next week, we are going to be telling Riley about Haunting Adeline by H.D. Carlton.
Ooh.
So I'm going to show you the cover, and then you take a little guess about what you think it's going to be about.
Honestly, like, this cover, it just looks like a spooky cover. It's got, like, flowers, butterfly, skull.
Flowers, butterfly, skull.
Maybe possibly non-human again. I don't fucking know.
Okay.
I feel like this one's hard to guess, like, the smut. But it looks spooky, like a spooky smut.
Spooky smut. That's a good guess.
Yeah.
Okay.
But I have heard that this book is...
Woof.
Yeah, woof.
Woof.
Meow. So I'm excited.
Not meow. Meow. Make sure to rate, review, subscribe. We're going to start reading reviews at the beginning of every episode. So leave us a review if you want it to be read.
Please, please.
Yeah.
Please. Follow us on Instagram and Facebook at Smut Up and Listen Podcast.
And we'll see you later, you horny little rat.
All right. Well, if you liked this episode, make sure you rate, review, and subscribe.
Follow us on Instagram at Smut Up and Listen Podcast and on TikTok at Smut Up and Listen.
Tell your friends, but not your mom. And we'll see you later, you horny little rats.
Bye.